This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Brian Bond, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, and we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. It's English versus Classical. Now, Brian, I often talk to the coaches and players about Thanksgiving memories, but your Thanksgiving memory, you left from English High School to the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, my last Thanksgiving memory is a big win. We were undefeated regular season football team, big win over Classical to put us in the Super Bowl that year, and you know, I'm always going to remember that game. That was a huge win for the program and a huge win for a lot of those guys that I played ball with. And you know, it was good times back then.
Yeah. Well, that just sounds so good to me to hear somebody say, beat somebody on Thanksgiving to go into the Super Bowl, because that's the way it kind of used to be, similar to that. Not always like that, but that's a great way to do it. It makes Thanksgiving so meaningful against obviously your biggest rival.
Yeah, no, this is a big game. You know, I know the history, being a kid, even when I was a little kid, you know, going to the Thanksgiving games when as a 7 and 8 year old kid and watching the guys battle on the football field, you know. And even when I was in high school, you know, you play against Classical, and what it was, you know, it was kids you either played with youth football or youth basketball with, and you grow up and you play those rivalries all the way up until, you know, through high school. And it's good time. And it's the same way now. A lot of these kids play together. Pop Warner, baseball, basketball, and for the most part, they're all friends. They all get along. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of talking going into the game, but you know, at the end of the day, it's all Lynn guys, and you know, we just want both teams go out there and play hard.
Well, I know in the past I've been to the game, covered the last number of years, I think since the new stadium, and it's been a great football game. You know, every year in and year out, it's turned out to be a great game. This year, I think even more so with the years that both you and Lynn English have had this year, it just should kick it up even another notch.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Carroll's done an outstanding job preparing those guys. I seen it firsthand, him preparing those guys all season, and he's done an outstanding job in the direction he's taken the program. He's, you know, I know him. I coached him. He's a great kid, and he's a really good coach. So I'm happy for him. But you know, obviously we got to play him on Thanksgiving, and you know, we got to try to bring our best, and hopefully, you know, things fall our way.
There's a limit to your compassion for him. Is that come game time?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
You know how it is. You know, you want to see you root for those guys, but when we play each other, it's one of those deals where you know, it's all about the Rams that day.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Tell me about how you see the game. Okay, so you got your club here. You know, you've had a great season, really. They've had a very good season. So where are the battles going to take place on the field this year?
Well, I want to say I think both teams have a lot of athletes, and both teams have pretty good defenses. So I expect it to be a defensive battle. They have a lot of speed on defense. Their guys fly to the ball if you watch them on film. You know, and I think for the most part this year we have been playing some pretty good defense. I expect it to be a slugfest, and you know, probably it's going to come down to, you know, last series. Either someone's going to have to stop somebody, or someone's going to have to score to win the game. And you know, that's the type of game I anticipate happening.
No, I would agree with you on that, because your both defenses, Brian, have had really great years, I think, and that's been the difference and the difference maker.
Well, I think when we took over the program, I wanted to say one of the big things we talked about was, you know, changing the culture of the way we play defense here. And you know, for us, you know, we want to be, even though, like, you know, we've done pretty well offensively throughout the year with really throwing for 1,800 yards. Nashawn Butler needs 20 yards to have 1,000 on 75 catches. And Malcolm Best needs about, I believe, like 130 for 120. Oh, actually 90 yards for 1,000. So I think, you know, if we can do that on Thanksgiving, I think it will be the first time that, you know, the school will have, you know, 18,000-yard pass or 1,000-yard receiver and 1,000-yard rusher at the same time. But for as much as, like, we done okay on offense, I think our identity coming here was, you know, we want to play solid defense and play lights out on defense.
Yeah. Coach, just maybe a question or two, that's all that's left, would be any personnel notes, changes at all for Classical, say, for Thanksgiving opposed to the previous couple weeks?
No, we're just going to do what we've been doing since to get us here. I mean, again, you know, we set some goals for ourselves. You know, we put together a four-year plan, and right now, you know, we're where we want it to be at this point, and we're just going to approach it like that. You know, I expect, like I said earlier, I expect to be a tough football game, a tough physical football game. You know, it's going to come down to probably the last play or who makes the most plays. So, you know, it's going to be a good football game. Everybody should come. Everybody, the whole city of Lynn should be there. It's going to be a fun time.
Well, it has come down to the last play, I think, before, as in last year. Well, Coach, thank you for all your help this year. Best of luck, and congratulations again on a great job this year at Classical.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for everything you do for the program. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, here on MSO News Sports.